The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I said tonight is a special night. And God is going to meet you according to your faith. According to your expectation. According to your conviction. According to the preparations you have made. Beloved, we are in the last days. The church must sit up. Believers must sit up in spirituality, in prayer, in seeking Christ, in walking in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And so once again tonight, being the last day, but actually we are crowning it on Sunday. But then the final Sunday of the month, which will be 28th January, will be another unique visitation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our theme tonight is Night of Breaking into My Harvest. Say Night of Breaking into My Harvest. Say Night of Breaking into My Harvest. Beloved, the harvest is near. I say your harvest is near. I say your harvest is near. Your healing harvest. Your delivery harvest. Whatever harvest you are expecting, your harvest is near. Anytime you hear the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is also a sign that your harvest is near. In Genesis chapter 14, we are starting with Genesis 14, from verse 13 to 16. A man who had escaped came and reported this to Abraham, the Hebrew. Now Abraham was living near the great trees of Mamre, the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were allied with Abraham. When Abraham heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, Abraham divided his men to attack them, and he routed them, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods and brought back his relative Lot and his possessions together with the women and the other people. Say tonight,
I said, Nimrei,
it's a night of recovery.
It's
a night of recovery. Say tonight is my night of recovery. Say I am here to recover. I am here to take over. I am here to take back whatever the enemy has taken from me over the years. Please, let's look at Psalm 67, verse 6 to 7. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us.
May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen.
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 Listen to me, 2024. God has begun to do something about you. And very soon, something will manifest in your life that will cause all the ends of the earth to fear you and to fear your God. I
said,
God is about to do something that will cause those who knew you before to fear your God and to fear you. To fear your God and to fear you. To fear your God and to fear you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Psalm 85. From verse 1 to 12. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him. His salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Amen.
Amen.
I said, this year is your year of harvest.
The
Lord says, your land, your life will yield its harvest. In the New Testament, when you see land, it is talking about your life, your very life. So this year is your year of harvest. This year you are bearing fruit. I say you are bearing fruit. I say you are bearing fruit. I say you are bearing fruit. This year the Lord has marked 2024 out for the harvest that he has credited into your account. Joel chapter 3 verse 13. Let's look at Joel 3:13. Joel 3:13. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. So great is their wickedness. You see, this is judgment.
We are at Temu.
That God is declaring. This harvest is a harvest of judgment, where the evil are going to be cut down. But it is also the harvest of souls. When you read Matthew 9:37, let's connect it to Matthew 9:37. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. This is talking about souls. But not only souls. It is talking about the harvest of anything that can be harvested. Amen.
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 So when you read Joel chapter 3 verse 13, Revelation 14, 15,
John 4:35.
He's talking about the harvest of souls. We need to win souls. We need to share Jesus with people. That is why this year, God is going to give you testimonies that cannot keep your mouth shut. As you are walking, you are telling people, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Say, my Father in heaven, 2024, give me a testimony that will never keep my mouth shut. Give me a testimony that will compel me to share Jesus with people around, that even when I'm walking and I'm driving, I am telling people about Jesus. I need that testimony now. I need that testimony now. I need that harvest now. We need it right now. We need it right now. We need it right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me tell you, remember we pray this prayer point, this declaration.
Somebody
should remind me,
because
I'm under inspiration before so I need to write it down. You know something? Do you know why Christians are not witnessing? I used to go to share when I came. I used to go round. 1994, when I took over this
church.
But I realized that
that's what we say.
When I go to some homes, in fact, when I look around, sometimes when you look at what they are about to eat, sometimes when you look at the bowls, you realize that the bowls have been dry for about 3 days.
I said,
it means they haven't put the bowls on fire.
They say,
because there is no food. And you are going to tell that person that Jesus loves you. If you don't take care, the person will slap you. I don't know whether you understand me. But when you go with 25, is it 5 kilos of rice? You go with some things. You go with an envelope. Look, this year, before the year ends,
we
will do a kind of evangelism.
And
that evangelism, we will share tracts. But in those tracts, the tracts will be in envelope. But inside every envelope, there will be 200 CDs. So as we share,
it is our teacher, no.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, no.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, no.
Open what is inside. Jesus loves you.
Yes, no.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, no.
Let me tell you, the person will follow you to church.
Obey
you,
chair, sorry.
Look. That's why we are here tonight.
Internet, when you
pray, we are here to pray for money.
Yeah,
I said we are here to command wealth. I'm telling you. Church, Christians, you need money. We need money. That money is not in heaven. In heaven, there is no currency there. The only thing that accesses the blessings of heaven is faith. Faithfulness. Sacrifice. Service.
Awesome.
These are the things that assess the blessings. Heaven, there is no dollar there.
Now you need dollar was right.
There is no pound sterling there.
Any pounds were hot.
There is no city there.
You need city.
They are here on earth.
They are
with people. They are locked up in people's pockets. And they are using them for things they like. And the church is struggling and suffering. That is why tonight we are here.
And it's not your baha.
I said that is why tonight we are here.
And it's not
I said that is why tonight we are here. Amen.
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 We just read about Abraham.
You can come for Abraham.
The first time I got to know that Abraham also did warfare. Then I realized that to live in this world is warfare. Abraham himself went to fight. To recover what the enemy has taken
out.
And we are the seed of
Abraham.
In fact, when you read Genesis chapter 24, verse 35, the Bible describes the wealth of Abraham.
Genesis 24, 35.
The Lord has blessed my master abundantly. And he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. You can read the same thing about Isaac.
Which man can ask him, could you be answer for Isaac?
You read the same thing about Jacob.
Which man can ask him, could you be Jacob also?
You read the same thing about the nation Israel.
Meanwhile,
the Bible says you and I,
and so to see me now,
we are also the seed of Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham as if
for. So if this is our ancestor, and we can already see transfers. This transfer must also reflect in your life. I say it must also reflect in your life. It must reflect in your life. It must reflect in the church. Why are we talking about breaking into my harvest? Because of the enemy of the harvest. There is an enemy against the harvest. You know, the man at the pool of Bethesda. In John chapter 5, verse, when you read from verse 1 to 14, and then by this one, when you read verse 7 to 9. When Jesus appeared in verse 6 and asked the man, do you want to get well? This was what the man said from verse 7. The invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. This is the world today. It's a world of advantage. How many of you are sitting down here? Haven't gotten certain opportunities. And everything is working into your favor. Maybe a job. You have even been promised a job, a contract. The next thing you hear, an order came from above. That somebody else should be choosing. that somebody else should be given the contract. That's what this man is saying. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. That's the enemy to your harvest.
Where
the enemy crosses your harvest. Something that should belong to you. Before you realize somebody crosses you. I have seen.
I see where who?
Even in marriage. A young man, a young lady are working together and preparing to marry. Before you realize, another woman will just appear somewhere and knock out the other one.
Now, Bob, I could not to intend, baby,
and then take over. You know what I'm talking about? It happens.
See,
even among Christians, even in the church, people knock out and knock in. Even that one. Someone else goes down ahead of me. That is why we are talking about breaking in. Breaking in connotes or implies force, violence.
Na ubu akomo ni chile se.
Say this year.
Afi,
I give no way
me
to the enemy of the harvest. I give no way to the secret enemy of my harvest. Do you know why we say secret enemies? Look, when we close, there are some prophetic actions. I'm going. Somebody has sent me something. I believe she's online right now in
America.
For me to do a prophetic action for her. Do you know that it's not everything God wants you to know? Because some things, when you get to know, the shock alone. If you don't take care, the shock alone will make you sick. You know why we call them secret enemies? They are people you eat with. They are people you embrace.
It's
somebody you have taken as your best friend.
It's
somebody you share your secret with. There was a time. When I thought this person was my prayer partner. Anytime I dream. And I wake up. She's the first person that will hear the dream. And she will interpret the dream. What is it that she doesn't know? About me. She knew everything. Almost everything. Everything that happens in the church, I tell her. Only to know that I am her worst enemy. That's why not everything God wants you to know. No, not everything he wants you to
know.
Sometimes people are smiling with you. The smile is a wicked smile. But 2024, the their era has come to an end.
One minute, baby, yeah.
I said 2024. The era of secret and fake friends. The era in the church. The era in your life. It has come to an end. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know that some husbands, their wives are secret enemies?
Some wives,
their husbands are secret enemies. This person used to prophesy against me. When prophecy comes in the church, my servant, be humble. My servant, be humble. While she's prophesying, then I will kneel down.
Oh,
I said, Lord, help me to be humble. Lord, help me. Lord, I want to be humble. Charlie, pastoral work is where is
you?
Hey, pastoral work.
Safujuma.
When we go to pray, I will pick her to places we will be going to pray.
While
you are praying, prophecy will come.
My
servant, I say be humble. If only you will be humble, I will use you. In the bush there, I will kneel down. I say, Lord, help me. Lord, I want to be humble. Lord, I want to be humble. Not knowing that, it is something else. When I thought it is coming from a genuine spirit, this world. That's why you need to pray for pastors. Abraham pursued the enemy and recovered it all. Tonight, we are going to major on two prayer points. Under them, there are other points. And then we may add some one or two, and then maybe we'll summarize some of the prayers we have prayed. The first one, commanding my harvest of silver, gold, and the wealth of the nation for kingdom advancement. That is it there. You can write it. Commanding my harvest of silver and gold and wealth of the nation for kingdom advancement. Anytime you are asking God to bless you, add for kingdom advancement. There are three reasons why God blesses you, especially financial blessings. Number one, for yourself. So that you will not be a disgraced child of God. So that your actions will not bring disgrace to God. So that they will say, look at him. Look at her. She's a Christian. So, first, to settle you. And then second, for kingdom advancement. Say kingdom advancement. For kingdom advancement. And then number three. For other people. So that through you, other people can be blessed. Tonight, If the silver and the gold belongs to him, he should give us the key to access the silver and the gold. Why is the silver and the gold that belongs to our God in the hands of wicked people, in the hands of the devil and his children? We are going to address God tonight, eh? In fact, God himself will go into coma. I say, for the first time, God will enter coma. I say, heaven will go into coma.
I know a day. Wait, I know it's you.
If you say the silver and the gold belongs to you,
come by your car.
And it is not coming into our hands. And the devil is giving it to his children. It's an error.
I am from so.
It's an error.
I am from so.
Even if we are living in sin,
the
devil's children, are they righteous? The devil's children, are they righteous? Yes, we are taking it by force. And then the next one.
Yeah, Eddie Subio.
Cancellation of debt.
Yeah.
So under this one, we have about 7 prayer points.
Yeah,
a lot.
And
then cancellation of debts.
And then
we banish indebtedness in the house. Begin to declare the presence of God right
now.
Say, Lord, your presence is what we need now. Let your presence make the difference, O Lord. We need your presence tonight.
Yes, O Lord. We need your presence tonight. We need your presence, O Lord.
You can sit down. Sit down and declare the presence.
We need your presence.
At least for those of you who are dozing, to take some 10 minutes more to doze.
Right?
Whilst you are declaring the presence, you are dozing small, eh? I've been watching you. Do you know that when you doze deep, when somebody
dozes,
don't worry the person. Sometimes when you doze, deep. The moment you wake up, you are okay.
What do you want to know?
You see, I've also sat where you are sitting before. So I know. So when
they
are dozing, just allow them. Now let them do small.
Why
should we declare the presence, Lord? We need your presence, Lord. We need your presence.
Yes, Lord.
And when you are dozing and then you wake up, you tell somebody, what are we doing?
We need your presence, Lord. Presence, O Lord. We need your presence, O Lord.
We need your presence, O God.
We surrender to your presence.
We need your presence. We need your presence.
Holy Spirit, we surrender to your presence. We submit to your presence, Lord. We submit to you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender to your presence, O Lord. We surrender to your presence, O Lord. We surrender to your presence, O Lord. Holy Spirit, we surrender. 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 Yes, O Lord.
We surrender.
Amen.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Help us tonight.
Ask
the Holy Spirit to help us right
now.
Help us, Lord God, tonight.
Help us. Help us,
O Lord. Father, help us.
Help us tonight. Holy Spirit.
Let's not. Jimmy Bell, me cry, don't fool. Jimmy Bell. one like unto you, O Lord. There is no one, there is no one. Tell God right now. Tell him that there is no God. There is no God. There is no one. There is no one.
There is no one.
There is no one. You are the irresponsible God. There is no one. There is no one like you. There is no compassionate God like you. There is no faithful God like you. There is no kind God like you. There is no merciful God like you. There is no forgiving God like you.
There is no
merciful
God like you.
Even before we pray, you have already answered the call. The only God will know. Even before we pray,
Amen.
Tonight is a miracle service.
And you pray,
seven angels are here right now. Seven angels are just moving among us. I just heard that song being sung by angels, and I told my wife.
I said, the choir to sing it.
But I had to just raise it the way I was hearing it. And then they picked it. That song had just released the angels into our midst right
now.
The angels are in our midst right now. I can hear a voice saying, I am the God of the silver and the gold. I am the God of the silver and the gold. I want us to re-echo that voice right now. Say,
our Father in heaven,
you are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. Yes, continue to echo it right now.
You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the sil
You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold.
You are the God. 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 You are the God of the silver and the gold. You are the God of the silver and the gold. Yes, you are the God. You are the God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Be the God of the silver and the gold.
Be the God of the silver and the gold.
We are here tonight.
We are here tonight
to be broken into our harvest.
To be broken into our harvest.
We are here tonight.
We are here tonight
to be broken into our harvest.
To be broken into our harvest.
To be broken into our harvest. Therefore, let the God of the harvest break us now into financial and economic harvest for kingdom advancement. Let the God of the harvest break us now into financial and economic harvest for kingdom advancement. Continue to declare right now.
Let the God of the harvest
break us now. Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us now.
Break us.
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 Break us. Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Break us.
Yes, 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 yes
that really want financial breakthrough. I know why I'm asking this. Because we are going to pray now. I am saying, how many people are here? Who want a financial revolution in their life? Are you really sure? Let me tell you something. You see, Christianity is under attack. People are talking too much. Only in the Christian religion. People talk too much. Today this preacher will rise up.
And not simple. Can you remember? Sorry.
No more tithing.
Yeah, just to receive you.
It's the Old Testament.
Yeah, Pablo.
Another one will rise up.
I'm coming. Sorry.
No more this.
We know what
you. Do you see that in other religions?
Who also who from us?
Some years ago,
in Fibia,
Pastor Roger, I was surprised. I don't know who prepared the general council prayer points that we prayed last, is it last Friday?
Yes.
Last I don't know who prepared those prayer points that we should pray for money.
Yeah, more power, Sika.
Do you know that there is somebody in our district here?
Oh, no, so who are you?
When you raise those prayer points, you don't pray for money. You work for money. Who tells you don't pray for anything? You pray for everything. You pray for anything. You pray for money. Who tells you that? It's only your going and coming. Don't you see people going and coming? And they don't make money. There was a woman somewhere. Is this somewhere, Gladys? We used to have a woman. One day I went to her to ask, Mama, do you sleep?
I said, Mama,
because the whole day, the whole night, it's a long time. Is it circle or some place? A woman.
Mammy.
So one day I went to ask.
That's what I said.
Mama.
Mammy.
Do you sleep?
Hey, I would die.
Night.
And a Jew.
She's the light. How much is he making?
I hear no nya. So that's a no nya.
It's enslavement.
They say, I am Guasumo.
We are going to make some declarations right
now.
I traveled to a certain country and then I was looking for brush to brush my shoe. I called one of the children, I need brush. She went down, she was a lady. She went, she wasn't coming. Then the brother came.
You never remember
here. He said, hey,
Pastor. I said, hey, Pastor.
My sister said, you want something?
I said, oh, baby,
I said, I want brush. I want
to
He also went.
Anzu,
he wasn't coming.
Anzu,
then the father came.
And then Papa never here.
He said, my children are not getting you.
I said, Mama, no more to us here.
I said, my brother, I need to say, we don't use it yet.
Oh,
I
have fire here, waha.
Everywhere is air condition.
There's an air condition.
Even toilet, there is air condition. I'm telling you, toilet, there is air condition. You come out, you enter air condition car. You get down air condition
office.
When he told me that we don't use it here, when I went back into my room,
you call me there, no?
I sat on my bed. I say, God, I've entered a certain world. When am I also, which day will I also say that we don't use this year? When will I also say that we don't use this year? That day, I got to know there are wells inside wells.
This man took me. We went to supermarket.
Yeah, of course, supermarket. Maybe I thought,
they were just packing things. They were just packing. In my head.
Oh, me timo no.
I say, but are you not asking for the price?
Now, me sani bo ansa.
I'll pick the tin till I did. What?
When
me
find my head,
make sure I see the price.
No, my head ni bo ansa.
Say,
oh, this is sisa. Back out, no,
the three trolleys full.
Yes, sir.
They push it to the place.
They
were calculating. I was shaking.
Then who was so?
Then they mentioned the price.
Yeah, but what?
They just smile like this. Oh. Then he just put the hand
in the
I said, Jesus of Nazareth.
I said, yes, we are open Nazareth.
So when will I also enter supermarket? And not ask for the price. When will I go to bank? And not check my balance before I present my check. Listen to me. A revolution is coming in the house. I said, a revolution. A financial thing around. Look, tonight is a financial miracle night. Sometimes, do you know why God allows such situation? He wants you to get angry. He wants you to get provoked. Say, my Father in heaven, you said, the silver and the gold, belongs to you. You said it. That the silver and the gold belongs to you. How can the silver and the gold that is yours be in the hands of the devil and his children? How can the wealth of the nations be in the hands of the devil and his children? Tonight,
Oh Lord,
let your mighty hand give out the silver and the gold. Give out the silver and the gold. Give out the wealth of the nation. As we clap our hands, let your mighty hands give us.
Yes, I am.
Say, oh Lord, let your mighty hand take it from the wicked and give it to us. Let your mighty hand take the silver and the gold that are in the hands of the wicked and give it to us. Let your mighty hand take the silver and the gold,
take the silver and the gold,
and the wealth of the nation,
and
give it to us. As we clap our hands, let your mighty hand take it from them and give it to us. Take it from them and give it to us for kingdom advancement. Take it from them and give it to us for kingdom advancement.
I am.
We don't have time.
Every day,
by 1 o'clock, we should be leaving here.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. Don't play. Don't play at all. We are not joking. We need money. We need money. You don't know the reason why I dress well. You don't know the reason why I do things the way I do. It doesn't mean that because I am in a dirty place.
And
I am surrounded with debt. So my appearance should also look like that. One of the reasons why you are coming to church here is my appearance.
It's
the way I do my things. If I were to be wearing don't
you,
and I'm standing there, you are seeing my
don't
you. Let me tell you, some of you,
it will be
the day you drive a certain car to your hometown, even to your family member in Accra here. You ask, what church do you attend? Say, my Father in heaven, I don't know why. I wrote this thing somewhere, but I'm surprised I can't find it.
So we get to this
The Bible says,
Johnny says,
and God took away the wealth of Laban and gave it to Jacob.
In the book of Empire.
But the closest that we can locate is in Genesis 31, verse number 16. Let's look at Genesis 31, 16 and 34. Genesis 31, 16. Surely, all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. So do whatever God has told you. Surely, all the wealth, this is what Rahel was telling the husband of Jacob. Surely, all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. God took away. And when you read Genesis, is at 31:16. Then when you read Genesis 30 verse 42. Genesis 30 verse 42 and 43. But if the animals were weak, he will not place them there. So the weak animals went to Laban, and the strong ones to Jacob. But in this way, the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and made servants and men servants and camels and donkeys. Say, my father in heaven,
take away.
The wealth of the wicked.
The wealth of the wicked.
Their silver and the gold.
Their silver and their gold.
And give it to us.
Amen.
For kingdom advancement.
Take away.
The wealth of the wicked.
The wealth of the wicked.
The silver and the gold.
The silver and the gold.
And give them to us. The devil that is denying us access
to the silver and the gold, to the wealth of the nations. Break it up right now. Let it cut fire and break out any strong hand of the devil that is blocking us access into the silver and the gold
and
the wealth of the nations. As we clap our hands, let our hands be broken right now. Be broken right now. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken.
Be broken right now.
I say it is working. Let me tell you, there is an anointing to possess. Look, people are just going to come to you. I have a house here. I have a land here. And how much they will tell you to pay, it will shock you. Something that you can afford. Look, people are going to take over property. People are going to take over businesses. People are going to take over companies. Look, let me tell you. Look, the devil is afraid of you, the child of God, prospering. I am telling you. Do you know why? Because the devil knows. That when money comes into your hands, you will support his kingdom. You will push his kingdom forward. He knows. Look.
Yeah.
Some of you, do you know that
the
financial problems you are having?
Because somehow now, oh, yeah, no.
It's because of some people you are helping.
And I'm going to be a world with you.
Because the powers fighting those people don't want you to help them. I'm telling you.
I'll catch you.
The devil doesn't want you, a child of God, to prosper.
He
wants you to beg.
Meanwhile,
the silver and the gold. One day I was asking God, are you the one who said this? How do you say the silver and the gold belongs to you?
And
even in heaven, we are going to walk on silver and gold. And your people here on earth.
Now, Prophet, what says this week?
No.
Debbie?
You see, sometimes you hear pastors preaching, if you don't pay tithe,
you wrong, it is true.
But it's as if God said, "Oh, you have to do something."
But you know something.
That's what it may be.
At least,
God
should release.
So
that if you don't pay tithe,
so when
then you yourself, you are convicted.
Oh, what would you move for?
Who tells you?
When I got you,
look, people are paying tithe.
Better to
Zulu. People are paying first fruit. People are doing the best they can. But they are not receiving as they are doing. Somebody has advised me to say to stop saying some things. I entered into covenant with God. For many years,
in February,
I was only kidding. But there is a time you need to wait for.
It
is a time.
Now we need Bruno.
We don't have to miss this time.
Now some years is an empire uko.
I said this year.
Now a fee
will begin.
The
years of millionaires in this church.
Hey, and the class of hero.
In this church,
our sorry, bro.
People contribute to pay people's school fees.
If you get to wear the church school fees,
that's the culture. When we're in the wooden structure,
there
is a help. Help me each other. It is there. It has been there. And this spirit has been in this church. It is still there.
And I saw her.
Recently, one of our brothers got admission. And then there were problems. Academic committee, they themselves, this one, 200, 500, so and so, so, this, that, they put it together. That's how the church should be. But if somebody doesn't have that 200, could he give? Greed and selfishness will dry you. Greed and selfishness. It will dry you out. The little you have, share the little out of it.
Also,
say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I say 2024.
The
wealth of the wicked
should
become mine. The silver and the gold in the hands of the wicked, when they are using to do wicked things,
take it away from them
and give it to me. I am your covenant child. For your kingdom advancement, as I clap my hand, I say, take it away, take it away, take it from them. Take it from them.
Take it away, take it away, take it away. I am a God.
That is holding my money. That should come to me. Any altar.
Any altar.
Any shrine.
Shrine.
Any altar. Any shrine.
Shrine.
Any coven. That is holding. Any money. That should come to me. Any blessing. That should come to me. Release it by fire. Release it by fire. As you clap our hands, let them release it. Let the altars release. Let the shrines release. Let the covens release. I hear a sound in the realms of the spirit. There is a wailing. And I can hear the sound saying, we can't hold it any longer. We can't hold it any longer. We can't hold it any longer. We cannot hold it any longer. We cannot hold it any longer. Command them to release right now. Say release, release. Release, release, release. You cannot hold it. I say release it, release it. Release it, release it. Let the covens release. Let the altars release. Let the shrines release. Let them release it right now. You can't hold it any longer. I say release. You cannot hold it. I say release. 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 Release.
I said,
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 10, verse 14.
Yeah, yeah, Isaiah 18:9.
Pastor Roger just pulled this out. See? As one reaches into a nest, so my hand reached for the wealth of the nations. As people gather abandoned eggs, so I gathered all the countries. Not one flapped a wing or opened his mouth to check. Do you understand? Who is clapping? God bless you. You understood the scripture. Those who are not clapping, you didn't understand this. Did you understand this?
What you are saying?
You are just sitting and looking at it. Read it again.
What's that gave you?
Isaiah 10, 14.
Isaiah, we tell you to say,
read it again. Say, as one reaches into a nest, so my hand reached for the wealth of the nations. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and lift up your hands right now. Lift up your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, empower these hands right now to reach out into the wealth of the nations. Empower these hands right now. Empower these hands right now. From today, let these hands reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
For the wealth
of the nations.
Say, you hands,
you hands,
you have been empowered to possess the wealth of the nations. Say, you hands,
you have been anointed
to take over, to possess the wealth of the nations. As I put you together in clapping, possess right now. Possess, 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 possess.
The world is dead. The world is dead.
our possessions, of the silver and the gold, and the wealth of the wicked. We leave this cup as the evidence. We leave this cup to possess, to cancel every debt. We leave this cup to command it. The wealth of the nation. We lift this cup to command it. Silver and gold and money. We lift this cup for the cancellation of debts in this house. We lift this cup. We lift this cup. We lift this cup. We lift this cup to possess the wealth of the wicked. To possess the wealth of the nation. To possess the silver and the gold. Shalabaharata kushkama. Help us, Lord. 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 As we lift to God this cup. Don't we have the other one? Why are they serving this one? They have to finish that one before they serve this one. We have that one.
Everybody be saved.
You
see, every time we take communion,
it
should tell you something. This is victory.
Where it could be.
This is the evidence.
Where the idea dance here
of the victory that Jesus Christ won over sin. Over Satan.
Our Satan.
Over
so.
Death.
Our war, so.
Over hell.
Our summon so.
Over poverty.
Our here so.
Everybody that is holding the cup right now. Just say this after me.
Can we do
say as I hold this cup.
As I hold this cup.
I declare.
I declare.
I declare.
To the devil.
To the devil.
And his agents.
And his agents.
And his kingdom.
And his kingdom.
That this is the payment.
That this is the payment.
That
my Lord and my God,
Jesus
Christ,
made
for me, to enjoy
the silver and the gold,
the silver and the gold,
the wealth of the nations,
the wealth of the nations. I therefore declare,
by the power of this communion,
of this,
any child of the devil,
any child of the devil,
here on earth, anywhere on the globe,
anywhere on the globe,
that
is holding, or possessing,
anything that I should have, let them release it now.
Let them release it now.
Let the blood compel them. To release it.
To release it.
Let the angel of God.
Let the angel of God
go there right now.
Go there right now
and deliver it.
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 And deliver it unto me.
Unto me.
In the business.
In the business.
In the contract.
In the contract.
Any money,
any money,
any silver and gold,
any silver and gold, any blessing
that should be mine,
that should be mine
for kingdom advancement,
for kingdom advancement,
that should be mine,
that should be mine
as a covenant child of
as
God,
as a covenant child of God,
but it's in the hands,
but it is in the hands,
but it's in the hands,
but it's in the hands
of the children of the wicked,
of the children of the wicked,
the people of the wicked,
the people of the wicked
here on earth,
here on earth.
Let the power,
let the power
of this communion,
of this communion,
let the power,
let the power
of this communion,
of this communion,
compel them,
compel them
wherever they are,
wherever they are,
to release it now,
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 to release it now. Say any child of the devil,
any child of the devil,
occupy any position,
occupy any position,
that
I,
a covenant child of God,
a covenant child of God,
should
possess,
and
should occupy,
let them give up right now,
let them give up,
let them give up that position,
give up,
give up,
give up,
by the power of this
community,
give up right now,
give up right now,
shata kabayata,
ipeke
mebu morota, sa,
shakali
karabosta, si alaka,
la bahata,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Does not the silver and the gold belong to you?
Does not silver and the gold belong to you?
If the devil and his children.
If the devil and his children.
If the people of this world.
If the people of this world.
By the help of the devil.
By the help of the devil.
Can locate.
Can locate.
Can own.
Can own.
Can possess.
Can possess.
Can handle.
Can handle.
Money.
Money.
Easily.
Easily.
And use it.
And use it.
Anyhow.
Anyhow.
Then why?
Then why?
Not I.
Not I.
The Laliboja mentioned
it. And I
your kingdom.
Your kingdom.
And covenant child.
And covenant child.
Therefore.
Therefore.
By the power of this communion.
By the power of this communion.
I command money. Now. For kingdom advancement. Let money come. Let money making ideas come.
Let money making ideas come.
Let money making favor come.
Let money making favor come.
Let money making anointing flow.
Let money making anointing flow.
Let money delivery angels show up now.
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 Let money making doors open now.
Let money open doors.
Let money making open doors show up now.
Let money open doors show up now.
Let money making doors open now.
Let money open
now. Now you yourself declare something.
Wangasa can be good, so. Lebre kata rabaza
zabarata kush
rakaba lebre kete yadirima kabrado Libre Katarabasade, Rakabali Brukutur, Yanirima Cabrade, Legaterabasata, Rekabali Brukutur Masade, Yanirima Cabrade, Librukutur Busiata, Rakabali.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, we didn't finish today, so next Friday we are continuing. Next Friday we are going to zero on debt cancellation.
And
delays.
And in
the same time, 10 to 1 p.m. But remember this. Let's take just one so that you understand what we are going to do. Say by the power of this communion.
By the power of this communion.
Any debt.
My father's bloodline.
My mother's bloodline. According to Isaiah. 43.
43.
27.
27.
And 28. That has been transferred to me. Let the blood of Jesus. Cancel it right now. Let the power of this communion.
Cancel it right now.
Any debt.
In my father's bloodline.
Mention your father right now.
Papa.
Huh?
Okay.
Interpret this. Any debt in my father's bloodline.
I want me papa moja mo. I want to assume. Me mama moja want to assume. Send your Isaiah Homer 80 every night. Every Sunday teacher mo. Every new song copy me. Every new word. Aye aye amame. My Jesus moja no. Entemo.
See, the Lord is teaching me a lot about debt cancel. Do you know that some sicknesses.
There
are debts you are paying. Some delays.
There
are the payment of debt. It's a debt payment. That debt must be cancelled. You shouldn't pay that debt. Because Jesus Christ has paid it.
Say, yes,
any debt. Any kind of debt in my father's bloodline, in my mother's bloodline, that has been transferred to me, that I am suffering in any way by the power of this communion, let it be cancelled now. Let it be cancelled now. Let it be cancelled now. Let it be abolished now. Let it be terminated 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 now.
Karabasani. Likurabasani.
Say by faith. I receive the victory body of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
I eat. I eat to possess the silver and the gold and the wealth of the nations. I also eat for my debt cancellation in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we eat right now? Say by faith. I lift the blood. I drink this blood. To possess. The silver and the gold. The wealth of the nations. I drink this blood. For my debt cancellation. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son.
In
the name of God the Holy Spirit. Anoint yourself now and drink the blood. begin to thank the Lord right now. When the devil asks you, how shall this be? How can it be?
It's
the Holy Spirit.
It's
the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to create situations and conditions. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to bless the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Jesus. So
Hallelujah.
Our Father, we celebrate you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, O Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us.
Help us, O Lord.
To be alert and to be conscious. Let nothing take our minds off. Help us to set our minds on you.
Oh, Jesus.
We are grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
We celebrate your goodness and mercy.
Jesus.
We thank you for what you have accomplished in our lives today. We thank you for how far you have brought us, Lord. Unto you alone be all the glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, prove yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
As the living God in our lives.
Yes, O Lord.
We have come to do the needful.
Oh, Jesus.
Let the world around us see the difference.
Amen.
As we go back to sleep, in our dreams, visit us.
Amen.
Visit us.
Amen.
Send your angels to visit us.
Amen.
When we rise up, let things begin to work for us.
Amen.
Bless this offering.
Jesus.
Bless the offering of the altar.
Jesus.
Let the altar speak.
Jesus' name.
For those who connected to it.
Rakabashate.
Let the altar fight.
Jesus' name.
Let the altar overshadow them.
Likarabasodo.
Turn this offering into the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
To fight our financial and
Jesus
economic battles.
Jesus' name.
Terminate indebtedness.
Jesus'
in
name.
We can no longer continue to pay the debts of our ancestors. It's an error.
Yes.
For the Bible says, the soul that sinned shall die. Our ancestors have done it and gone. We are a new creation. From today. From today. From today. Let a change come in the house. In the life of every soul that is here.
Amen.
Father, let money come from the east.
Amen.
Let money come from the west.
Amen.
Let money come from the north and the south.
Amen.
Let money come.
Amen.
Let money come.
Amen.
Father, not only money should come.
Yes, Lord.
Husbands should come.
Amen.
Wives should come.
Amen.
Businesses should come.
Amen.
Contracts should come.
Amen.
Career should come.
Amen.
Open doors should come.
Amen.
Breakthrough should come.
Amen.
Healing should come.
Amen.
Deliverance should come.
Amen.
Our expectations should come.
Amen.
We bless you.
Yes, O Lord.
And we honor you.
Jesus.
Send your angels to accompany us to our various homes. And let it be a great moment for us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.